destiny is calling. Even now. Many of you listening to me have been beautifully equipped to live in a world that no longer exists. But I want to give you a new word for change, and that word is evolution. And you are either going to evolve or expire. See, everything changes. The economy changes, relationships changes. We change mentally and emotionally and physically, and you are either dying or you are either living. Every time you made a change, you got hurt. And so this is why when you hear the word change, there is a mental block. You cannot change because you have equated change with pain. Every time you have changed, you feel pain. You stepped out of one relationship to another and you feel pain. You leave one neighborhood to another and you feel pain. You go from one job to another and you feel the fire of transition. So every time you hear the word change, you see pain. Every time they say it's time to make a difference, every time they say you need to go from this place to that place, all you can see is blood in your eyes. All you can feel is the blood and trauma in your mouth, hypnotized by the pain of change. Evolve your belief system. Change is not pain. See change as growth. See change as transformation. See change as evolution. See change as necessary. See change as critical. See change as inevitable. And the more and more you start to see that change is not pain, you're gonna see transformation. Your life's gonna experience a quantum leap, because now, even though in your childhood you were traumatized because of change, your history is not your destiny. See, those of you who will evolve, who are willing to evolve, you will inherit the future. Those of you who are willing to take everything you do to the next level, you will inherit the future. It is the individual who is willing to become more. Change is inevitable, and you are either changing for the worse or changing for the better. You decide. Change is an invitation to the future. If I can change, I can have my future. Another reason why people hate change is because not only do they see change as pain, but all they see change is as failure. And it's because every time you've made a change, you have failed. And you have to start identifying change with a new layer of belief. People tell me all the time, it's hard to get wealthy. It's hard to grind. It's hard to be focused. How do you even do these speeches? It's hard to stay motivated. It's hard to stay broke. It's hard to stay depressed. It's hard to stay governed by anxiety. It's hard to be inconsistent. It's hard not to have daily disciplines. It's hard not to believe in yourself. It's hard to be broke. It's hard to be poor. It's hard. It's all hard. So choose your heart. You either go work for it, you're gonna sit there and let life knock you down and dare you to get back up. So I see the privilege. I see the moment. I see change as pleasure. I see change as transformation. I see change as evolution. I see change as beauty, brilliance. I see change as the future. I see change as necessary. I see that if I don't change, there is a generation of people who are going to be stuck in the same place. If I don't evolve. See, the marketplace rewards those who have evolved. The marketplace rewards those who have become more valuable. You will be rewarded for the pain. Cry in secret, plead in secret, but in public you'll be rewarded. And if everything you listen to goes over your head, you are going to miss your moment and stay living in the midst of the madness of impossibility, the lie. Somebody lied to you and told you that it was impossible. Every time somebody told me I cannot do something, I had a decision that I had to make in order to achieve what they said was impossible. The power is wrapped in the truth and in the power of their perspective. It's wrapped in your capacity, your ability to believe in a dream, even if nobody believes in you. Destiny is calling. Your perspective can either become your prison or your passport. It can either arrest you or release you. In 1903, it was the Wright brothers that defied the laws of gravity. And if you know anything about gravity, gravity will pull you down and keep you down. It will stop you from flight. It will stop you in your tracks. If you believe in something, metaphorically speaking, gravity will hold you down, it will hold you back, and it will dare you to fight. Your perspective can either be your prison or your plane. I don't know about you, but today, I made the decision to defy the laws of gravity. The first successful heavier-than-air-powered aircraft was designed and built by the Wright brothers. They flew it four times on December 17, 1903, near Kiel Devil Hills, about 4 miles. I believe possibility is destiny, and it is fear that keeps us arrested and apprehended by the spirit of impossibility. I'm gonna tell you this right now, and nobody else is gonna tell you this. Impossible is a spirit, and you've got to arrest that spirit or it will arrest you. Impossibility is like a soda fountain, the easy way out, the path of least resistance, because to say something is impossible, to give up, to cop out, to fill your cup of carbonated excuses, it tastes good, but it doesn't sit well as it goes down into your system. To remove the two letters is the grit of existence, the binding faith of hope to your chest and letting your heart beat. You gotta rewrite the code. You gotta rewrite the script. Calling all reformers. I'm calling all innovators. I'm calling all game changers. I'm calling all world shakers. I'm calling all city shifters. I'm calling everybody that has an inkling of faith in themselves. I'm calling everybody. You will inherit the future. We gotta rewrite the code in our soul, because it's a matter of the soul, it's a matter of the will. People that have a will to win are the ones who win. These are the people that see the future. These are the people that see not where the hockey puck is, but they see where the hockey puck is going. And that's the type of person that we all need to evolve to become. I learned years ago that the difference between people that get things done and people that do not is sheer willpower. Out of all the motivational speeches you have heard, how much of it have you retained and applied to your life? Because understanding the power and the difference between what is impossible and what is possible, it all comes back to your perspective and your capacity. If your why is big enough, then your will be powerful enough to persevere through the how. You're not looking for resources when you have a will. You become resourceful. And that's the difference between people that see this thing as possible and people that do not. It comes down to one thing, and that is your will. See, you don't want it bad enough. You don't want it bad enough. That's why you can't get it done. And so the how intimidates you. And the what boxes you in. We're more concerned about collaboration than character. I think we need to come back to a place where we're examining ourselves as an individual before a people. We make the people better when we deal with the person. You gotta deal with the person. You gotta deal with you. It's always gonna be impossible to you if you don't see the power of your will. and the power of your why.
Everybody gets this wrong. I talk to millions of people across 50 countries. It's life's big myth that you can get fit before committing to something challenging. Let me explain. We call it the Spartan Paradox. You must first commit to something, and that forces you to do the work. With Spartan, we got 7 million people off the couch by having them put a date on the calendar. It's that simple. Once you put a date on the calendar, you get serious. You become disciplined. And if you don't, you get your ass kicked. Because that date comes, that event arrives, with or without you. Then what? Then you're embarrassed, humiliated, and you want another crack at it. Everyone everywhere, I mean across 45 countries, says to me, oh, first I'm gonna get in shape. First I'm gonna start eating healthy. First I'm gonna get my lifestyle intact. No way. All the science, all the data, all of our millions of conversations across all these countries says, bullshit. You're just gonna procrastinate. You're not gonna do it. You end up talking yourself out of doing the work. New Year's resolutions don't work. Gym memberships don't work. Diets don't work. The only thing that works is a date with something challenging on your calendar. So you wanna find success? Put a date on the calendar, create a deadline, force yourself to make the hard choices daily. Look, if humans didn't need deadlines, schools wouldn't need professors, right? Construction sites wouldn't need foremen. Teams wouldn't need coaches. Think about it. If you wanna change, if you're ready, get a date on your calendar. You have to commit, you have to make it real. It's the Spartan Paradox. I think I could end it just like that. It's the Spartan Paradox. That's it.
Into the enemy's eyes and let him know that he has met his match, that nothing will be denied the one that won't be denied. You have to make it clear to your opponent that there is no quitting you. You have to make it known to him that no matter what he does, you serve a God greater than him. that there's a power on the inside of you that makes you unstoppable, that you are not scared to get in the ring to fight for what you want in life. The flesh of the warrior is mortal and vulnerable with weaknesses, but the mind and spirit inside the champion is a savage force of undeniable will that's fierce and violent to anything that threatens its ambition. Scarred and wounded, the warrior not deterred, he remains steadfast and unwavering faith to the God that lives within him. Alone he fights, blinded by darkness, but still he moves forward, outflanking every maneuver that hell attempts to conquer him with. He gets bolder and more aggressive with every step he takes toward greatness. Sucker punched by life, knocked down to the mat several times, but he stretches for the ropes to climb out of the mouth of defeat. His emotional jaw broke, exhausted with two black eyes, gasping for air, nothing left in the tank. The enemy sure of victory till he heard him say,
I'm hurt,
scarred, you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
I'm hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred,
you'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken.
But not broken, got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus, my mask on, can't show this. Too busy, out here glowing, that fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it, I'm Mozart composing. She posing with her hair dyed, fake friends and their twisted lies. Contacts, blue eyes, plastic chicks with nine lives. Three junkies, just getting high, black ice, touch the sky. Blinded by the sunrise, I'm wounded, but still alive. Sweet candles keep burning, the world keeps on turning. I'm seeking discernment, my spirit keeps yearning. School books with no learning, here star boy, you earned it. That fire from the furnace, the world is yours and you earned it. Silly billy keep burning, the world is yours and you earned it. I'm wounded but not broken, got one shot, don't blow this. Distractions, can't focus, my mask on, can't show this. Too busy out here glowing, that fan base keeps growing. Momentum, can't slow it, I'm Mozart composing. Rock stars, smoking no Cuban cigars, flashing in those rental cars, that ain't really who you are. I paint you like my team deep but not broken, wounded but not broken. Rock stars, smoking no Cuban cigars, flashing in those rental cars, that ain't really who you are. I paint you like my teens, but not broken, wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken, wounded but not broken. This is Dr. Billy Allsbrooks, blessed and unstoppable, impact 1 billion people, the art of motivation. Welcome to the Louvre, and to God be the glory. I'm on the other side of this speaker, but even from here I can see your struggle, I can feel your pain. I know what you're going through, man. Everybody done gave up on you. Everybody's done written you off. All the smart money in Vegas betting against you that you can't get up off the mat, that you will never overcome this. You've been loyal, you kept it real. Anytime anybody needed you, you were there. Now you're going through the struggle, you're going through the trial, you're going through the tribulation, and you look up and you say, where is everybody? I know you feel alone, I know you feel bitter, I know you're mad at the world, but the question is, how are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong, and I will not quit until I prove them all wrong.
As the walls close in and the light fades, the dark choir singing in perverted ways. Hell's opera, fire, the death of days, the blood of the Lamb and his righteous ways. I'm not afraid of struggling and fighting alone. I'm not afraid of traversing the dark alone. I'm not afraid to climb that mountain on my own. I'm not afraid to die. I've always been alone.
Don't wake the savage.
Yes, the struggle is real. And no, life hasn't turned out the way you thought it would. Even when you worked hard and put the time in and did the right things, still things didn't turn out the way you wanted them. That one you thought was a soulmate was just an illusion. That job promotion really wasn't a promotion, it was a jail sentence. I'm just keeping it real. That family that you thought was family never really acted like family. And those friends that you thought had your back are your biggest enemies. Now here's what we're gonna do. I'm gonna give you 24 hours to mourn, to cry it all out, a pout date. So you do what you need to do for the next 24 hours to get all that stuff out. And then I want you to answer this question. How are you going to respond? I am wounded, but I am not broken. I am by myself, but I am not alone. When I am weak, I know my God is strong. And I will not quit until I prove them all wrong. Kisses of betrayal, the knife cuts, the blood runs red, the shark's lust, emotional wounds, scars, broken trust. We got different vibrations, can't comprehend us. Romantic violence, flirting, making souls blush. Screams of chaos, gorgeous dreams being crushed. The blood runs red, the shark's lust. They're about to wake that savage inside of us. Don't wake the savage. Now one day down the road, you're gonna have to forgive these people that hurt you. But what I want you to do right now is to anchor this feeling, to channel all these emotions that you have on the inside, that betrayal, that anger, that bitterness. I want you to channel it. Now what the devil meant for harm, God will make good. See, there's a hidden energy, a hidden power, a secret locked in each and every trial and tribulation. And if you dig down and can find it, you can use it to go to that next level. Now you can anchor this energy, the anger, the bitter, the frustration that's in this situation. You can anchor that with all your senses in such a way that you can tap back into it and use it whenever you want. Channel all of that energy, that focus into your thing. Forgive, but never forget how this feels. So when you overcome, when you come up out of this, when you get back on top, and you start wanting to get complacent, when you start wanting to take off days and start making shortcuts, remember how you feel right now. Go back into this moment so that you never lose what you are about to come back and see. See, before this situation, you were good. But to be great, to be unstoppable, to be invincible, you need to go through this. You need to learn the lessons in this moment. Seize this moment and capture every ounce of knowledge, wisdom, and power that resides in this situation. And what the devil meant for harm, God will make good. Wounded, but not broken. In a coma, but not dead. Shh, don't wake the savage. This is Dr. Billy Owls Brooks, and I am blessed and unstoppable. Impact 1 billion people. Motivational on. Welcome to the Louvre. And to God be the glory. Every day, life is gonna test the edges of your resolve. And at some point or another, there will be an all-out war on all fronts to destroy your God-given destiny. Now the enemy will attack your dreams, your relationships, your finances, your health, everything that you love and find sacred. Like a lion, he will be coming for it all. The sun will set and the dark will be ushered in. Voices in the sky will begin to harmonize, and the choir of destruction will begin to sing their songs of fear and doubt with the intent of raping and murdering the greatness on the inside of you. The symphony of darkness will stir those closest to you to betray your trust at the most critical times of your life. The ambassadors of darkness hoping that you will tap out, that you will quit, that you will give up on all that is dear to you. Your enemy will slash, cut, and stab you emotionally, attempt to weigh you down mentally, relentlessly using every weapon at their disposal. Because the truth is, the enemy fears your future. When you get knocked down to the mat, warrior, you gotta go inside and find that voice and scream.
I'm hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken.
I'm hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
Hurt, scarred.
You'll never ever break me.
I'm wounded but not broken. Wounded but not broken.
The tour is back on. I got a question for you. Are you living life, or is life living you? How bad do you want to be successful? Are you ready to level up in life? Are you ready to go to that next level? Are you sick of being average? I ask you again, are you living life, or is life living you? Blessed and Unstoppable, the International World Tour, Dr. Billy Osbrooks, coming to a city near you. I'll be teaching a 4-hour, life-changing seminar on the art of greatness.
Arise, champion.
Every city will sell out. Get your tickets now. We are kicking the tour back off June 14th in Los Angeles, California. We are coming to 20 cities between now and the end of the year.
And we ain't stopping there. We're taking the message to Europe. October 25th, London.
Get your tickets now at blessedandunstoppable.com.
McDonald's is a last name. Abercrombie and Fitch, last names. Armani is a last name. Baskin Robbins is a last name. Chrysler is a last name. Fisher Price, Gucci, Hennessy, Harley Davidson, Hilton, Honda, Kohl's, Kraft Foods, Lowe's Movie Theater, Marriott is a last name. Maybach is a last name. Nordstrom is a last name. Pillsbury is a last name. Porsche is a last name. Procter & Gamble, two last names. Rolls Royce, Charles Rolls, Henry Royce, last names. Turner Broadcast System, Ted Turner, last name. Versace, last name. Wells Fargo, Henry Wells, William Fargo, last name. Walgreens, last name. Wrigley's, last name. Welch's Grape Juice, last name. Here you are, you think you're buying a product. You are not buying a product, you're buying a name. You think you're wearing a product. Hey, look at this product. No, you're saying look at this family. And what you don't know is while you're making every family rich, you're making yourself broke. So you done went to one family called Wells Fargo and got $200,000 so you can go to another family called Rolls Royce so you can give them money to get yourself a car so you can go back to the hood and see the Joneses and say, look at what I got. Meanwhile, Wells Fargo, their family's sitting up being rich, and Harley Davidson's and Rolls Royce are being rich, and the Joneses are sitting there holding up people's stuff saying, look at what we did and we broke. What if I told you that your blessing is attached to your name? That part of the reason why you're not wealthy yet is because you keep trying to make Yolanda wealthy. You keep trying to make Tasha wealthy. What if you made Johnson's wealthy? What if you started thinking about your kids? What if you started thinking about your legacy? What if God started dropping Canaan and opening up windows of heaven? Because now you're not just thinking about you, you're thinking kingdom. there are some people who are attached to you who are saying, Mama, can you do something with this name? There's some people who are saying, Dad, can you do something with this name? Maybe God gave you the name to change and reverse some of the stuff that the name meant one day. I wish there was somebody in this room that said, my name might mean one thing right now, but I promise after today, this name is getting ready to change. I promise after today, everybody's gonna want my last name. I'm here to let you know, you are a curse breaker. You're thinking kingdom. You are not just getting married, you're breaking a curse. You are not just graduating from college, you're breaking a curse. You are not just getting out of high school, you're breaking a curse. You are not just saved, you're breaking a curse. And everybody around you is about to be blessed because of what God's getting ready to do in your life. I don't know what my name meant before I got here, but I know it's gonna be before I leave. You got a legacy. Power in your name. A legacy is something that is passed down. It is your mark. It is your footprint in the earth. It is your contribution to the world. Your legacy is something that is passed down. It is your mark. It is your footprint in the earth. It is your contribution to the world. I don't care about legacy. I'm single. I don't care about legacy. I don't have no kids. I don't care about legacy. My family never cared about me. I don't care about them. My life is my own. Why do I need to even think about legacy? Well, here's the thing I have to say to you. The thing you need to know is this. You are leaving a legacy whether you want to or not. Everybody in this room is going to leave a legacy. The question is, are you going to be intentional about the legacy you're leaving? Are you actually going to be intentional, or are you just going to let anything be passed down, anything be given to others on your behalf? Don't let it be so. It's like this past weekend, I went out to go preach. And when I went to go preach, I went into a city and I rented a car. And I rented a car. When I went to the rental car, they said, go downstairs to the garage. You can grab any car. When I went down there were only two cars. There was one car that looked like it wouldn't make it past Monday. And then there was another car. So I went to this car. But when I got into the car smelled like cigarette smoke. And so I took off with the car because, you know, I'm just like, hey, you know, let me get out of here. And so I'm driving the car for a couple of days. When I bring the car back, drop off the keys, they say, hey, you have any problems with the car? I said, no problems with the car. They said, all right, cool. I leave, and I looked on my email, and they billed me $350. How you gonna charge me? I've never smoked a day in my life. They said, sorry, sir, you brought the car back smelling like cigarettes. I said, no, I didn't bring the car back smelling like cigarettes. Y'all brought me a car that smelled like cigarettes. They said, no, all we know is that you brought us a car with cigarettes, so you have to pay the price. Can I tell you something? That is a picture of many of our lives. Some of us lived a life that stunk so bad. And many of you are paying a price for a life that you didn't live, but somebody lived before you, and they handed you down a name or a life that stunk so bad that now you got to pay forever for it. And I'm here to let you know, stop giving people this dirty, nasty, stinky life. Why don't you build a legacy so when somebody gets into the car of your life, they want to say thank you instead of I can't believe what you did to me. Everybody here has struggled with an addiction that's not yours. It was an addiction that your family didn't deal with. It was an addiction that your father just overlooked. And so it got passed down to you. And now you're struggling with this addiction. But truthfully, if you track the addiction, your father had it, and your grandfather had it, and your great-grandmother had it, and your whole family had it. And because they didn't deal with it, because they weren't thinking legacy, now you're driving in a car that you gotta pay for. And God is saying, the buck stops here, that this is it. I put you in the earth because you're about to stop some stuff. I know people who went to go buy a house. And when they went to go buy a house, they saw their credit report. And the credit score was so jacked up. And when they saw the report, they realized that mama had gave out their social security number to the whole family. And everybody done rented stuff and didn't pay back. And everybody had electric bills and cell phones that don't even exist no more. Why? Because somebody didn't care about legacy and they handed you a bill. And now you can't walk in Canaan, not because of your issues, but because of some issues that were passed down. God forbid you are sitting in this place saying, I don't care about legacy. You need to care about it because somebody's got to live in the life you have. You are passing something down whether you want to or not. Why are you the only one who knows how to make that apple pie everybody loves? one who know how. So you mean to tell me, can't nobody else make that sweet potato pie recipe but you? So you're going to just die, and you're not going to tell nobody what the secret was. Even Colonel Sanders left his secret. Now, come on now. Even Colonel Sanders said, y'all make some good chicken, but when I'm gone, y'all going to keep making it. What I'm saying to you is, why is it that you're the only one? So you own all this real estate, and you didn't share that with nobody. You're not going to tell nobody how to do that? You're the only successful marriage in your family. You're not going to tell nobody. You're gonna hoard this information so you can be the only one who wins. You have lost. You have lost. You have lost. And I'm telling you that you are going to have to look at your life and recognize that everything you are doing right now is having major and great impact. If you're going to leave a legacy, you're going to have to remember how you started, but focus on how you finish. I don't want you to forget how you started. I don't want you to forget that Father wasn't there. I don't want you to forget some of the conditions that you were raised in. I don't want you to forget some of the rejection, some of the pain. No, I want you to remember how you started, but do not for one second let it dictate how you're gonna finish. There's somebody in this room saying, Pastor, I don't understand. I hear you, but this sermon got me all messed up. I was feeling good, and then you done preached this sermon, and now I'm thinking about the 60 years of my life I've wasted. I'm thinking about the 60 years of hurt I caused. I'm thinking about the 60 years of stuff I did. I got some college student who's sitting here saying, Pastor, I wish I heard this word in my junior year in high school. I wish I heard this word in my sophomore year in high school, because I did some stuff as a sophomore that I'm still paying for now. I did some stuff as a senior that I'm still paying for now. Can I tell you something? Your yesterday may have been jacked up, but God knows how to take the old and make it new. I came to preach to somebody today and let you know your first 60 years was jacked up, but your next 60 days, God says, I will turn it into such impact. I will give it such greatness that you won't even remember some of the stuff that you jacked up. Legacy is built now, but experienced later. If you are going to leave a legacy, you got to start building now. I'm talking to college students, okay? Don't wait. Oh, when I graduate, in 4 years, I'm just going to live it up. And then when I graduate, I'm going to be free. I'm going to get serious about my life. Can I tell you something? I know 40-year-olds who are living under the consequence of things they did from 18 to 22. And they thought that when they left school, that they left the issue, not realizing that the issue followed them all the way into their adulthood. I'm telling you that right now you are a builder. Right now, you have to start building your life now. You got to start building credit now. You got to start building your finances now. You got to think like a farmer. A farmer thinks sowing. I'm sowing seeds, realizing that I'm not going to reap this until later. Your last name is bigger than your first name. I don't care how you got your name, but you need to be living for your last name. Your first name is about you, but your last name is about us.
There is a light inside of every one of us, an ember that burns and begs us to become more than what we have ever been. This is the flicker of creativity, the spark of an idea, the outline of a design.
You gotta make it happen. Can't nobody else do it for you. You're in charge of your it. Every day the clock is ticking. Every year the calendar moves. Your it cannot be delayed forever. Your it gotta start with your first step. Your it gotta start with your first move. Matter of fact, it begins in your mind. It is your dreams. It is your purpose. It is your future.
There are three types of people in this world. There are people who watch things happen. There are people who wonder what happened. And there are people who make things happen. You gotta determine which person you are. You can make a wish, or you can make it happen. You must first believe that you can, that you will, that you must, when you are no longer willing to tolerate being in the room of failure. Then that's when you're gonna break free.
Are you gonna rise and go higher and go stronger than you ever did in your life? Or you're gonna look in the mirror and see that image and realize that you are more than the image in the mirror?
There's enough fire inside of you. After everything you have been through, you've got to be able to see your value.
Are you gonna realize that it is time for you to step up and make it happen? Or you're gonna put aside all your doubts and fears? Are you gonna be strong enough to go forward? Are you gonna allow weakness to tell you that you don't have what it takes to make it happen?
There is no one like you in all of the earth. There is no one that can do what you can do. You are the only option. You are the only play. Nobody else is gonna be able to do this. When you get that in your head that you are the only one that is gonna be able to do this, that nobody's gonna give you a handout, that you have to make this happen, that every room you walk into, you show up and you show out and you leave it all on the table.
We don't have time to second guess. It's time for you to rise up, and it's time for you to make that first step. It's time for you to start grinding so that you can make it happen.
You got to make it happen. At the end of the day, you got to be strong. At the end of the day, you got to push forward. You got to fight forward. You got to make it happen.
You must accept this truth, that you were born for such a time as this, and that at this very moment, all you have is all you need. Make it happen. Persistence, consistency, resilience, courage, establishing your priorities, mastering self-awareness, maintaining focus, believing others have failed, others have gone, others have missed their moment. This is the hope that strokes our passions. It's our aspirations that must become our allies.
Do you really have what it takes when someone tells you that you're not good enough and you're not strong enough to prove them wrong and make it happen? Do you have the faith and the resilience to go through the storm, to go through the fire, to go through all of the things that have been trying to put you down?
To make it happen, you gotta fight through all of that, all of your challenges, all your limitations, all your haters. You gotta fight through all of that, and that's why victory will taste so sweet.
The moment that you destroy the door, the way out, in the room of your dream, that's when you make it happen. What you do while you are in pain will echo through the ages.
Well, you're gonna realize that you are your greatest creation, and what you create relies on you. You may get knocked down, but so what? You may feel like you can't carry on, but so what? That doesn't mean that it's over for you. That doesn't mean that you can't go forward. That means you got to rise up
The process is muddy. The process is murky. The process is dark. The process is cold. The process is gonna leave you in places where you're gonna feel like you have been abandoned, like nobody believes in you, nobody supports you. When you don't see a light at the end of your tunnel, you gotta remember the light that is burning inside of you that nobody is able to put out. There is not a person on this planet that can stop you.
Sometimes you're gonna just say you just don't have it anymore. You must reconnect with your possibilities. That means you got to be hungry. That means you got to be strong. That means you got to have the power. That means you got to fight and push and dig and make it happen.
Nobody cares until you make it happen.
What if you worked hard for it daily? What if you stopped listening to the wrong people and started listening to the right people and let their voice be louder? People that love you's voice gotta be louder. People that care about you, their voice gotta be louder. People that want you to succeed, their voice has got to be louder, but can't nobody's voice be louder than yours? You gotta understand what voice to listen to.
You might be hanging on by a thread right now, burned out on the verge of dropout, but I need you to take a moment and garner up all the belief that you have left in yourself and in the idea of what is possible to make this thing happen. It's those who are not dating the idea, but married to the reality that they are the only option.
But until you understand that it's up to you, it is up to you to make it happen, then nothing will move. Nothing can happen. Don't depend on other people to give you permission. You have the power to make it happen. So move, push, make moves, and go forward. Be strong enough, be willing enough, and make it happen for you.
Opportunity is everywhere, but I need you to grow up and be ready for this opportunity. Maturity is knocking. Wisdom is knocking. You are stronger now. You are wiser now. It's time for you to answer the call with your chest stuck out. It's time for you to answer the call with your head held high. Will you keep delaying a better life? You gonna keep letting everybody pass you by? Why not you? Come on, why not you?
No sunrise without a sunset. There are no roses without rain. If you can remember that, then you will always see adversity as advantage and obstacle as opportunity. Know this, that your process may be messy, but your mess will become your message.
You can't just stay still. You can't just stay neutral. You have to continue to evolve.
But you gotta rise up right now, and you gotta understand that you are powerful, and you gotta focus on your it.
You can, you will, you must never give up. The moves that you make will echo throughout the ages as there is a generation of people who are attached to your why. And if you don't succeed, they'll never believe. So make it happen.
you don't get to choose how you start in this life, but you do get to choose what you do. There'll be times you feel incapable of rising to meet the challenges that face you. You'll be tempted to turn your back and run, but running is never the best option. When you're in the middle of a struggle, the only way out is through. Rather than running away from obstacles or trying to figure out some kind of way around them, go right through them. Brace yourself, steady your nerves, put your head down, and tackle whatever you face head on. The storm may jar you a bit, but I promise that you won't buckle and you won't break. Believe in your ability to weather the storm. When you come out on the other side, you'll be better for showing your strength. The fears you face along the way, they'll make you better. Our biggest fears always carry with them the greatest opportunity for personal growth. Our fears and how we face them brings out the best in us. If something doesn't scare us, if something doesn't challenge us, it doesn't change us. In life, we have two choices. We either step forward, expose ourselves to risk and evolve, or we play it safe and we step backwards into the shadows. Remember that the safest path brings the least reward. Stop being afraid of what could go wrong and start believing in what could go right. There may be a million reasons you're afraid to follow your dreams, but that doesn't mean you shouldn't go after what your heart desires. Dare to face your fears, dare to take risks, dare to be better. Success isn't about greatness. It's about consistency. No one's born great. You'll be faced with difficult situations. There'll be times that you don't believe in your ability to persevere. We all have a choice when it comes to building our future. If you show up day after day and work hard, if you give your full effort, if you leave nothing on the table, then greatness and success will come. The true secret of success is to accept the truth that the only path is the path of hard work and productivity. You'll get where you want to go and achieve your goals if you follow four simple rules. Show up, work hard, don't quit, and ask some questions along the way. Your dreams aren't going to come true on their own, so it's time to get to work. It's not going to be easy. Great things never get dropped in your lap, and they never start from comfort zones. If you want to be something you've never been, you need to do something you've never done. Scary, right? Wrong. You know what's really scary? Being trapped in a perpetual cycle of unhappiness. Looking at yourself in the mirror each day and not liking the reflection you see staring back at you. Don't live your life like that. At any time, you can change your circumstances and you can change your life. You have the power to do anything you want to do. You just need to be willing to do things differently than you've done before. You need to be willing to take risks. You need to be daring. If you're willing to step out of your safe zone, if you're willing to stand at the edge of the cliff and jump, if you're willing to do what you've never done, you'll give yourself the power to become what you've never been. Will it be easy? Probably not. But if you want to change your life, you'll need to do what's right, not what's easy. Too many people choose the easy road even when they know it's not the right road. Take the path less traveled. Real greatness isn't determined by some birthright or fate. Real greatness is determined by what you do with the hand that you're dealt. Do you want to coast through life without fulfilling the potential that lives within you? Do you really want to wake up one day and realize that all of the dreams you have had have passed you by? Each one of us has dreams and we have passions. We have things that we want to accomplish. The real question is, how bad do you want it? And what are you willing to do to get it?
Thank you. If you want to change the world, start off by making your bed. If you make your bed every morning, you will have accomplished the first task of the day. It will give you a small sense of pride, and it will encourage you to do another task, and another, and another. And by the end of the day, that one task completed will have turned into many tasks completed. Making your bed will also reinforce the fact that the little things in life matter. If you can't do the little things right, you'll never be able to do the big things right. And if by chance you have a miserable day, you will come home to a bed that is made. That you made. And a made bed gives you encouragement that tomorrow will be better. I've been a Navy SEAL for 36 years. Every morning in SEAL training, my instructors, who at the time were all Vietnam veterans, would show up in my barracks room, and the first thing they'd do was inspect my bed. If you did it right, the corners would be square, the covers would be pulled tight, the pillow centered just under the headboard, and the extra blanket folded neatly at the foot of the rack. It was a simple task, mundane at best, but every morning we were required to make our bed to perfection. It seemed a little ridiculous at the time, particularly in light of the fact that we were aspiring to be real warriors, tough, battle-hardened SEALs. But the wisdom of this simple act has been proven to me many times over. It matters not whether you ever served a day in uniform. It matters not your gender, your ethnic or religious background, your orientation, or your social status. Our struggles in this world are similar, and the lessons to overcome those struggles and to move forward, changing ourselves and changing the world around us, will apply equally to all. If you think it's hard to change the lives of 10 people, change their lives forever, you're wrong. I saw it happen every day in Iraq and Afghanistan. But changing the world can happen anywhere, and anyone can do it. So what starts here can indeed change the world. You will likely fail often. It will be painful. It will be discouraging. At times, it will test you to your very core. At that darkest moment of the mission is a time when you need to be calm, when you must be calm, when you must be composed, when all your tactical skills, your physical power, and your inner strength must be brought to bear. If you want to change the world, you must be your very best in the darkest moments. If I have learned anything in my time traveling the world, it is the power of hope. The power of one person, a Washington, a Lincoln, King, Mandela, and even a young girl from Pakistan, Malala. One person can change the world by giving people hope. Start each day with a task completed. Find someone to help you through life. Respect everyone. Know that life is not fair and that you will fail often. But if you take some risks, step up when the times are the toughest, face down the bullies, lift up the downtrodden, and never, ever give up. If you do these things, the next generation and the generations that follow will live in a world far better than the one we have today. And what started here will indeed have changed the world for the better. Finally, in SEAL training, there's a bell. A brass bell that hangs in the center of the compound for all the students to see. All you have to do to quit is ring the bell. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to wake up at 5 o'clock. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to be in the freezing cold swims. Ring the bell, and you no longer have to do the runs, the obstacle course, the PT, and you no longer have to endure the hardships of training. All you have to do is ring the bell to get out. If you want to change the world, don't ever, ever ring the bell.